Later this week, the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park will open its production of Tracy Scott Wilson's Buzzer. It's a provocative new play set in a redeveloping inner-city neighborhood. Given the themes it delves into in a neighborhood very much like Cincinnati's Over the Rhine, this show is sure to be part of people's cultural conversations in the weeks ahead. My guests this evening are the production's director, Timothy Douglas, and actor Eric Lynch, who's one of the three performers in this urban story. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Timothy, this play is a triangle of 20-somethings who've grown up in a multicultural world that some people say is post-racial, but that doesn't seem to be quite the way this story is playing out with them. So I wonder if you could give our listeners just a quick sketch of the plot and the characters so they understand what we're talking about here.
Eric Lynch plays the character of Jackson, an African-American man who's highly successful in his career at Harvard and Exeter educated. He and his now-living girlfriend, Susie, who happens to be white, move in together in a neighborhood that is in flux. For many generations, an African-American neighborhood, and now influence, money, and privilege moving in, and the growing pains that come with that, and the face of the privilege happens to be white. And so post-racial, what does that mean? And then 20-somethings for me, as I work with these extraordinary actors, there's something very refreshing about both the characters and my observation of the actor's take on race relations in America. And it appears from my point of view to be simpler. And if that's true, what happens with Jackson and Susie and then their friend Don, who move into this neighborhood, they are confronted with the race history that my generation knows so well. And watching them navigate is part of the journey of the play.
Complicated a little bit by the third party who you mentioned just briefly, Don, who is a childhood friend of Jackson's,
yes,
who has some of his own life issues.
Yes, also white, privileged, and for whatever reason along his journey has become an addict. And we learn early in the play that in a revolving door of recovery and relapse, but as the play begins, it's clear that this time something seems to be working. And one of the things he's wise enough to do is reach out to his friend Jackson as his anchor.
The heat of the story does get ramped up by virtue of three people with some complicated history between them who are living in close quarters.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it's been like rehearsing the show since there's a tension in the story. Does that play into the rehearsal process? I mean, are they feeling the tension? Mm-hmm.
You'll ask Eric these specific questions, but as I observe, I mean, they're wonderful actors, and so much happens in the casting process, and these are smart, accomplished, and very talented individuals, and to my eye, when I'm in the room, they get along famously, and because of that, on the end of getting along, on the other end, they can go to very deep, hard, challenging, and dark places, and we make sure to take care of each other on the other end.
Sure. Well, that is why we call it acting, I guess. Eric, I understand from reading your bio that you've played this role before.
Yes.
So you come with some understanding of it, and I just wonder what it means to you. Where you played it before was at the Goodman Theater in Chicago, and I understand also from your bio that you must work regularly in the Chicago area.
Yes, I've worked regularly in Chicago for the past couple of years.
Okay. Yeah. This is your Cincinnati stage debut, though.
Yes, it is.
Is it not? I wonder if you'd like to say what it means to you to be on stage in this particular work.
To do this play in my hometown, this is really the reason I wanted to do it a second time. The subject matter is so close to me personally, and I think it is so present in Over the Rhine as well. To be able to do this show here takes on a much more, it's a much greater meaning than it had the first time.
Some of our listeners might recognize your last name if I draw attention to it. You are the perhaps most recent generation of a multi-generational family that has been engaged in local conversations about race for many years. As we've said, you've played this role before, but I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what it means to you as being part of the well-known Lynch family, who, as I say, have been very involved in many conversations around racial relations.
Well, specifically for this play, my father's church, Damon Lynch III, his church was in Over the Rhine as he was pastor for 25 years. So I spent a great deal of time down there. But I also had a split living. I had spent a lot of my time in what was one of the worst neighborhoods in the country, while I also came from some privilege and my father was a pastor. And I think Jackson wrestles with some of the same issues. He came from a very, very poor neighborhood, and now he's exceptionally successful. And that inner turmoil, especially coming back to a neighborhood that he didn't have the fondest memories of, really drives the play. And my life doesn't live on those poles as firmly as Jackson's, but I can identify with some of what he goes through because of that.
And he's back into a world that has certainly changed dramatically. I've read the script, not seen a performance, of course, but my sense is that there's a certain amount of, I don't know, maybe we want to call it denial, but at least wish fulfillment about what it means to come back to this neighborhood.
Well, it's a reclamation. Mm-hmm. He wants to reclaim his home. He and his mother had a very difficult time here. And so now she has passed away. And I think it's his greatest pride to be able to come back and kind of say, Mom, look what I've become. And I'm here again. And I won. They didn't beat me.
Tracy Scott Wilson is an established playwright from Chicago, where Buzzer did debut just a couple of years ago. In fact, the show is also getting its first New York production at the Public Theater right now, same time that it's happening here. But this marks, I think, the first time that Tracy Scott Wilson's play by her has been produced here in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Timothy, I wonder if you'd talk a little bit about your thoughts about her as a playwright and what her writing brings to us locally.
She's a very smart and accomplished woman and very observant of her immediate environment and finds a wonderful lyrical but spot-on provocative way of saying what the issues at hand are. Her plays like The Good Negro and The Story are looking at a larger America through the African-American lens. And somehow she also has a way of balancing opposing arguments with great authenticity. She's sort of a slow burn playwright in her career. I'm surprised it's taking this long for the country to get to know her. And one of the sweetest people you could know.
Eric, you're nodding. I presume that means that you perhaps know her?
Yes. I worked very closely with Tracy in Chicago. She was there for the entire process. She just has her finger on privilege and class in a way that is very brilliant. And it's not in something I see in a lot of other contemporary plays. Mm-hmm. It's a different take on it than I usually see.
The subject matter of this and its impact is serious, but the play is not without its humorous moments, the interplay between the characters. There is a certain level of snarkiness and joshing between them, particularly between the two men who have known each other since boyhood. So I don't want anyone to think that this is all just going to be difficult stuff.
No, it comes from the long and intense history that they have from boyhood now into adulthood, but also ever since they were teenagers and they're Jackson and Don's relationship was developing. Don was high. And so what we get to experience through Don as we watch this play is him experiencing his friend, his other friend Susie, from a sober perspective, this neighborhood that he's moved back into with Jackson from a sober perspective, and sort of how he bumps up against his old self and his recovery. A comedy of errors often ensue. So yes, there are laughs.
Because Buzzer is a show that is designed to foster discussion, the Playhouse will be having talkback sessions after each performance. And in addition, there will be a Playhouse Perspectives event next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. that's free and open to the public. Timothy, you're going to be part of that conversation, as well as several people connected with organizations dealing with housing and neighborhood issues.
Yes.
I wonder if you wanted to say anything more about
that. Well, I think you've said plenty, and I'll be moderating the event, and I'm going to try to get the names right. Our panelists include Joan Kaup, who I believe you know, and Brandon Craig, and Jeffrey Timberlake. It's open to all. It's going to happen right after the matinee on the 28th. And I'm just looking forward to the conversation. I've been in and out for the past 3 years and learning a lot about the community, and particularly to me, the conversation about the changes that are happening in Over the Rhine keep coming into my lap because the plays that I am directing seem to speak to the human aspect of the growing pains that are happening. But I don't pretend to really understand the dynamics here in Cincinnati, though I've gone through a parallel thing in my home in Brooklyn. So I'm grateful to be able to moderate, to ask questions that I always wanted to ask and help navigate what I'm sure can become challenging things to talk about.
Well, that will certainly add to people's appreciation and understanding both of the play and of the issues involved. Buzzer has been in previews this weekend. Its official opening is on Thursday, and performances will continue through April 19th. For more information about Buzzer and the Cincinnati Playhouse, follow the link that you'll find at WVXU.org. My guests this evening have been Timothy Douglas and actor Eric Lynch. We've been talking about the Cincinnati Playhouse's upcoming production of Tracy Scott Wilson's Buzzer. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.